fresh oregano leaves, or if we've got any basil we're trimming off the tops of our plants, we'll throw that in there. And then we'll just pulse that up into a nice little puree. And it's just delicious on fresh pasta or any way you like to use pesto. But one of the things we're always doing here is feeding ourselves now, because we've got a lot of energy going into our garden. We want to feed ourselves some fresh, delicious food. But we're always looking forward to the winter months when we need to have a lot of food in our freezer. One of the points of growing our gardens is to sort of feed ourselves throughout the entire year. So we'll take this pesto that we've just made out of these garlic scapes, and we'll put it into ice cube trays. Very simple trick. Oh. Put it into ice cube trays, throw it in your freezer. Once it's frozen and solid, we'll just pop those out, throw them in a baggie, and just store them. Later on, we'll pull them out when we want to have a little extra vavoom in our soups and stews, or maybe in a pasta later on, and they're just delicious. So really good use of those scapes, and not letting them go to waste, but using them for a delicious addition in our kitchen flavor.
Oh, that's a neat idea. Now,
yummy.
Now, let me ask you, these are scapes, like landscapes? Is that right?
Scapes. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So again, what it is it's that garlic, and sometimes onions will do this as well, and many of the things in the allium family are going to seed. It's just their natural way of reproducing. And so so the trick is to get your bulb, your garlic bulb under the ground, or your onion or whatever, to produce size, is to remove that from the plant so it doesn't spin.